so you can look at the queries, results, and visual aids referred to in this book. You can download the file for free at any time from www.elainekellner.com/books. That's ElaineKellner.com/books. Ready to see how this SQL stuff works? Let's get started. Introduction. What is SQL anyway? SQL is the language that you use to tell the database what data you want and how that data is related. SQL, which stands for Structured Query Language, if you're wondering, can help you get all kinds of insights out of your data. While it is a computer language, it's a bit different than, say, C# or Java. With SQL, you're asking the database a question, and the database does all the heavy lifting to get you an answer. Learning SQL is really just a matter of figuring out how to ask the right questions. What's a database? While SQL is the language, a relational database, RDB, is what SQL talks to. A relational database is a collection of tables that are related to each other. Tables, in turn, are columns and rows of data. You can think of a database as a big collection of spreadsheets. That grid of columns and rows, with each cell containing a different piece of data, is actually a pretty good way to picture a SQL table and the results of SQL queries. A database is the bucket that holds those tables, just like a workbook holds several spreadsheets. What's the big deal with databases? Well, spreadsheets can get big and clunky very quickly. Working with SQL is a little like having a turbocharged spreadsheet. Every business needs to store a lot of data: what employees you have, what products you sell, who your customers are, etc., etc. If all that data was crammed into a single workbook, answering simple questions like, what products are our top sellers, would take forever. There's just too much data to sift through. What's more, it's really tough to do calculations between different spreadsheets in Excel. If you have your sales data in one spreadsheet and your customers in another, you'd have to do a lot of work to figure out which customers ordered what. Let me give you an example. Suppose you have two spreadsheets, one for sales and one for customers. Sales has the date, customer ID, order ID, item ordered, and quantity, while customer has the customer ID, customer name, and state of residence. You can see these two spreadsheets in Figure 1 in the accompanying PDF. There's some good data in there, but it's kind of hard to work with. There's no simple programmatic way in a spreadsheet to get answers to questions like, what's the name of the customer who purchased the most widgets? To which state have the most items been shipped? Which customers didn't make any purchases in February? The answers to each of those questions are there, but since there's no connection between these two spreadsheets, you'd have to go back and forth between them to find the answer. The more data you put in, the harder it is to get answers back. That's exactly where relational databases come in. A relational database is like a bunch of fancy Excel spreadsheets that know how to talk to each other. In a relational database, you can relate data from different tables, so you can combine all of the details together. You can tell the computer that the customer ID in the sales table is the same as the customer ID in the customers table, and then the computer can take it from there. It does take a little work to learn SQL, but once you get started, you'll find it can save you tons of time and effort in the long run. Let me show you how. We'll start with the first of our bad SQL jokes. Chapter 1. Select from and where. Hanging in my closet is a t-shirt with this query on it. Select star from users where clue greater than 0. 0 rows returned. Dude, what is this crap? Yep, it's a SQL joke, and it's actually a fabulous first lesson in reading SQL statements. Let's break it down and learn the basics of a SQL query. The first bit, select star. Select is the first clause. A clause is like a sentence within a paragraph.